cattle futures finally gained back some ground on Tuesday. Producer sentiment is the lowest in more than 2 years, by one measure. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 5th of June. Cattle futures burst higher on Tuesday, supported by higher outside markets, oversold conditions, and likely short covering. There is also chatter about support coming from news that Brazil halted beef exports to China after confirming a case of atypical BSE. The ball will likely be in China's hands, though, because it seems doubtful the discovery will change Brazil's OIE-BSE risk status. The rally came despite negotiated cash-fed cattle sales opening in the southern plains a day earlier at $113 a hundredweight, which was $2 less than the previous week. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.35 higher across a range of 77 cents to 170 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $3.42 higher. Wholesale beef values were steady to firm on moderate to fairly good demand and moderate to heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 20 cents lower Tuesday afternoon at $223 a hundredweight. Select was 34 cents higher at $207.21. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents higher, while soybean futures closed mostly 3 to 4 cents higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply higher Tuesday, with hints that the Fed is willing to cut interest rates in an effort to sustain economic growth. At least that's what the trade seemed to interpret from opening remarks made by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell at the Conference on Monetary Policy, Strategy, Tools, and Communication Practices. Speaking to recent developments regarding trade negotiations, Powell said, "We do not know how or when these issues will be resolved. We are closely monitoring the implications of these developments for the U.S. economic outlook, and as always, we will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion with a strong labor market and inflation near our symmetric 2% objective." The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 512 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 58 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 194 points. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, a measure of producer sentiment, dropped 14 points in May to 101, the lowest level since October of 2016. According to James Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, the barometer is 42 points less, or down 29% since the start of the year. Ag producers are telling us the agricultural economy weakened considerably this spring, Mintert says, adding that farmers are facing tough decisions in the midst of a wet planting season and lots of uncertainty surrounding trade discussions. Month to month, producer perspectives weakened significantly relative to both current and future economic conditions. The index of current conditions declined 15 points to 84. The index of future expectations also declined 15 points to 108. Unsurprisingly, producers continue to be concerned about ag trade issues. For instance, only 65% of respondents expect U.S. agriculture to see a favorable outcome to the U.S.-China trade dispute. That's down from 77% in March and 71% in April. Finally today, the political football that was the Supplementary Disaster Aid Bill finally made it through the uprights. If signed by President Trump, as expected, it will start the ball rolling on $19.1 billion in aid for natural disasters going back a few years. Here's Rod Bain reporting for USDA.
That package includes funding for farmers and communities impacted by natural disasters over the last 3 years, including the 2017 hurricanes on the U.S. mainland and Puerto Rico, and more recently, tornadoes and massive flooding in the nation's midsection. $3 billion is appropriated for farm-related losses, including on-site stored crops and preventive plantings. Monies are also approved for U.S. Army Corps of Engineer water and flood protection projects in the wake of damaged levees and infrastructure along the Mississippi and Missouri rivers and some of their tributaries.
That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 5th of June. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.